Waterford County Council has secured a prosecution against two bogus waste collectors. The men had been illegally collecting people's waste and then burning it on lands near Clonmel. It was first reported in July of 2020. Senior Executive Engineer with the Council, Niall Kane, has told WLR News that it is a serious offence.
They're advertising on social media for collecting waste and they're just bringing it out to this place and burning it. So the judge did recognise the seriousness of it and the two gentlemen were sentenced to 4 months in jail, suspended for 18 months, plus a €1,000 fine.
Mayfield House in Portlaw has been sold and is reportedly set to be turned into a hotel and leisure centre. Built in 1740, the former country manor estate went under the hammer at an online auction this week. It's now understood to have been purchased by one of Ireland's largest hospitality companies. The guide price on the property had been set at €300,000.
Sport on WLR with Sheridan Kia.
The new Kia range of cars have been selling fast. So at Sheridan's, we have great prices on quality used cars and finance available to drive away today.
Very good morning. I'm Nigel Kelly. Let's start with golf and Seamus Power, who makes his Masters debut today at Augusta, becoming the first Munster man to play there. The Turinian native is coming into the tournament ranked 41st in the world in what is his maiden major championship. It's been a long road from a 9-year-old at West Waterford Golf Club to teeing off at Magnolia Lane today.
An old Barry Manilow tune covered, of course, by Take That, as you heard there. Could it be magic? It's 10 minutes past 7 on the Big Breakfast Blah. Very good morning to you. Vinny and Aveen with you all the way until 10 o'clock this morning. Bright one out our window if you're just waking up. Windy, perhaps, still. It was certainly windy overnight.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty overnight, but not too bad today. And it looks like it's going to be sunshine. Like we were telling everybody yesterday, because the forecast was telling us, that it was going to be just a yuck day. And it ended up being quite sunny.
Sometimes I just don't trust.
No, don't even trust ourselves. But anyway, it is going to be a mixed bag again today is what we're going to tell
you. That's covering every single
base.
Pretty
much.
Handiest way to find out the weather is to look outside. Mm. And to find, you can't go wrong.
Or else you can go outside.
Yeah, go outside indeed. 083 333 975 for your text this morning. We'd love to hear from you. What has you up and about this morning? Apart from work, of course. Would you choose to be up this early if you weren't working?
Well, I passed a couple of joggers this morning again.
Madness.
Why?
I just can't get on that level. I don't know. Just I don't see myself in their lifestyle ever. Not before 7 a.m.
Yeah, this was like driving in at 6 o'clock this morning. There's people out jogging. Fair play to you. That's all I can say.
Yes, fair play to you. I support your right to jog before 7 a.m.
I gave you a little beep beep with my horn as I was going past.
All right, that was her. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in Downtown. I just got a text from somebody saying, when I hear that song, I used to sing tiramisu instead of tearing my suit.
He says both.
Does he?
Yeah.
I've never looked them up. I never even thought about it.
Yeah, no, he says in one line, it's layered like tiramisu. And then the next line is tearing my suit to rhyme with tiramisu.
Texter, you were correct on at least one of the occasions anyway. Wondered why they were singing that. Well, now you know.
Yeah, because like literally what rhymes with tiramisu? Oh, let's ask Macklemore. There he goes.
Bear in a zoo.
Wow,
yeah.
Fantastic.
He should have went to the zoo on his moped.
Ah, yeah. Dang it. Yeah.
He should have come to me to write that song. More misheard lyrics as we go, perhaps, this morning, including from Owen Paul next.
The big breakfast by WLR.
Let's take a look at the stories making the front pages and beyond this morning so far.
Yeah, most of the papers leading with, of course, that historic address by President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, to the Oireachtas yesterday. Did you watch the whole thing?
Not the whole thing. I kind of saw clips and I heard quotes and I heard about, well, who didn't applaud and who did applaud and everything.
But I thought everybody applauded, no?
No, the people before profit did not.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They stood with the people of Ukraine but didn't applaud.
Okay. He says his points were very, you know, like driven towards the Irish audience, really. Mm. They're saying in the papers he kind of tapped into things like famine and, you know, colonisation and all that sort of thing that he reckoned would hit home with Irish people. But an historic moment. moment. So that's in the front pages of the newspapers. The Irish Independent is saying that there's nowhere for 10,000 refugees to stay by the end of the month. The state's capacity to house Ukrainian refugees is nearing exhaustion, with a shortage of beds anticipated by the end of this week, and as many as 10,000 people having no accommodation. So we're taking in refugees, but we have nowhere to put them, which doesn't seem to make sense. Also, Simon Coveney is now calling for Ireland to have an honest rethink of our neutrality after the President, Michael D. Higgins, called for an informed and respectful debate on the future of neutrality. Simon Coveney said Ireland and other EU countries will go through a fundamental review around security policy in the coming months on the back of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
It's an interesting debate.
I love the fact that we're a neutral country myself.
I've always thought that it was a benefit, a good thing to be neutral in not getting involved in stuff unnecessarily. But maybe the world is changing. I don't know. I'm not informed enough to have any kind of die on a hill kind of opinion on it. So.
The Big Breakfast Blab birthday banger!
A banger this morning. Back to the 80s, one half of the duo Climie Fisher.
What a great song this is.
Great names as well. Simon Climie, he was born on this day in 1957.
His real name was Climie and the other fellow was Fisher.
Fisher, that's how they got the name.
Brilliant.
Simon Climie was the vocalist. Also wrote many big hits, including I Knew You Were Waiting for George Michael and Aretha Franklin. So performer and songwriter. Happy birthday, Simon Climie. Brackets, Climie Fisher. Enjoy.
I was only 17 when she looked at me that way.
Classic from Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop on The Big Breakfast Blah. Heading to news with Marianne. We'll have all the sport as well as we go this morning. The countdown begins, or rather more than the countdown, it is D-Day for Seamus Power at the Masters from a little bit later on this afternoon and this evening. Right now though, music to get us there from Moncrief, who was announced yesterday as the support act for Stereophonics in Dublin this year. They're playing Fairview Park on the 1st of July. And all the more reason to go is to see Waterford's own Moncrief. This is the tune we've been loving for so long now, it's warm.
I remember everything, the picnic in the park.
WLR News at 8 o'clock, I'm Marianne Vaughan. Ireland will run out of accommodation for Ukrainian refugees by the end of this month. The warning was made in a secret memo to Cabinet, which the Irish Independent reports warns of a shortage of beds for those fleeing the war by the end of this week. In Waterford, those who've arrived are being temporarily accommodated in premises including the Dungarvan Sports Centre and Tremor's Sands Hotel.
WLR.
We are just now getting reports of a crash on the Cork Road between the Butlerstown roundabout and WIT. Emergency services are attending the scene and drivers are being asked to use an alternative route. Traffic is quite congested there at the moment. So that's Cork Road between the Butlerstown roundabout and WIT. Emergency services on the scene.
Hey, Ollie here. Did you know magpies are the only non-mammal species able to recognize themselves in a mirror test? Clever birdies. Did you also know that you can join me on The Spin Home for all the best music, news, sport, entertainment and much more 3 to 6 weekdays here on Waterford's WLR. Pick you up at 3. Give you time to wave at the magpies. Talk to you then.
I want to give a special mention regarding blood. Hospital demand is rising, you know, blood supplies are low, urgently need blood donors at the clinic at Lawler's Hotel in Dungarvan from Monday the 11th to Thursday the 14th from 4:15 until 8:15. And if you want to ring 1-800-731137 for an appointment. If you've already made an appointment, go along and please, 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 there are issues regarding the supply of blood at the minute. So that's 1-800-731137, Lawler's Hotel in Dungarvan. Speaking of West Waterford, we were in the wonderful Dungarvan yesterday. I went off to Turinina in the afternoon, spoke to a number of people, went along to the National School. Mike White, who's the principal of the school, and Mary Tobin is the secretary. The school has 63 pupils and 4 teachers. And a special guest came along, Mrs. McGrath, as she was known, Anne McGrath, who's the former teacher there at the school for quite a number of years. And Anne came along specially to have a chat with us. So here's the little report on the wonderful Turinina National School, which is the former school of Seamus Power, who later on in a few hours' time is teeing off in the Masters, the premier golf tournament in the world, one of the premier sports tournaments in the world. It is an amazing story. Here is some really lovely information and joy about Seamus and his roots.
Seamus was always very, he was excellent at everything really, including sports. He excelled at everything, including sports. They were all good at sports.
He was big into the racquetball.
He was. My son used to play, yes, he was, racquetball, yes. That's what used to be in the community centre. That was the part of school, but it was the
community
centre.
And he became an All-Ireland champion and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that would be Seamus. Seamus gets at the top.
Because
I know how focused he was. He was always very focused, and he was ambitious to win, and as I say, very focused.
We spoke with Pat Murphy from West Waterford Golf Club about different characters and different personalities and what people have, and there's this combination from what people know about Seamus is that he's a normal guy.
A normal guy.
A down-to-earth guy, but as you say, very focused as well. Yeah. So. Yeah. He's driven.
And he was good at all his, academically he was very, very good, as well as good at sports, you know. But here's the wonderful thing, that he's a lovely personality as well. He's a nice boy, as well as being very good at things, you know. He's very, very pleasant boy to meet and everything, you know. He's really nice, you know.
Did you ever have to chastise him at all?
No.
And in terms of him then going on and getting into the golf and following his progress, obviously, because you have connections with the family in terms of, you would have taught
lovely
them.
Family. His mother, Philo, she'd be very proud of him. She died, really. She got cancer. And Ned was very, very, he was like that good academically as well.
He was only 8, Seamus, when his mother died.
Yes, imagine 8.
Like, was that something that you had to deal with yourselves as teachers here?
Yes. Everybody was upset at Philo because she was a lovely person, really, you know. Everybody was upset for the whole family, really, you know. It was a big upset, you know.
Anne McGrath was then brought to a number of the classrooms and introduced to the pupils.
Hello, boys and girls. I just want to introduce first to Mrs. McGrath. You won't believe who Mrs. McGrath was. Who do you think? She good boy, Sam. Mrs. McGrath was Seamus's teacher in this room, was it, Mrs. McGrath?
And he was as small as all of you too. He was all just as small as you, and he was just as attentive there as you are to your lessons.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope he'll be all as good as Seamus when you grow up.
And have you any little questions for Mrs. McGrath? What's your name?
Sean.
Sean what?
Sean Whelan.
Sean Whelan. So, what question would you have now for Mrs. McGrath?
What was his favourite subject?
What was his favourite subject? That's one good question. What's your name?
Rowan. Did he play football when he came to the school?
Well, Sean, it's hard to pick out his favourite subject because he was good at everything he did. His writing was perfect, and he was good at sports too, very good at sports. And he did play football, and he represented, he was on the team always. And he always liked to win, like you.
Hello, Sam. How are you? What's your surname, Sam?
Hickey.
So what have you got to say to Seamus, to wish him the very best?
I know Seamus, and he lives in Ternina, and he came to this school with Jack and Willie. He's the best golfer in the world.
Now,
little bit here now with Jordan and two young lads, Dublin teenagers, Adam and Sean, who've hit Twitter fame with their Seamus Power Tracker. A lot of people will be following the golf on the Twitter. And here is Jordan Norris.
Overnight, this thing has really just taken off. I know it's a trend on Twitter with a lot of golfers, but why Seamus?
To be honest, Jordan, we first got into golf maybe 5-6 years ago, and I've always been tracking on the PGA Tour off, and when Seamus Power came around, I was tracking him on the Corn Ferry Tour and all that, and then when he made it big with the Monday Qualify and he put together a string of results, me and Adam, we'd seen Larry Tracker and his success, so we were like, why not just start it and see how it goes, and then it's just been an unbelievable journey.
Now, we've heard a lot about Seamus Power. We're going to continue a little bit about Seamus Power because it is just a wonderful story. It's a once-in-a-lifetime story, as we heard, the first Munster man ever to compete at Augusta. And it is just phenomenal. There's quite a few Turinina people and Dungarvan people over there at the minute. They've landed in the last few days. I want to say a special hello to James Cooney and all the relations back here in Waterford listening this morning are his mum and dad, Nora and Jim. I rang him last night. There's a 5-hour difference between Ireland and Augusta. So I rang him yesterday evening and the par three was just about to start. Here's my little chat with James Cooney, Waterford man, live from Augusta.
Hi Damien, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm great. Where are you at the minute? I know we're ringing you in the evening Irish time, so it's mid-afternoon in Atlanta. Where are you and what's the weather like? And tell me a little bit about the environment.
It's just coming on 10 past 2 here, Damien. We're just heading back for the course here in Augusta. There was a thunderstorm warning this morning, so the course was closed for about an hour to an hour and a half. But we're on the way back in now. James is about due to tee off soon enough, so we'll be back in for the start of that.
Let's give one little trip to West Waterford Golf Club. Jordan Norris was down there yesterday. He caught up with interim club chairman Brian Hilliard and interim secretary Nell Supple to talk all things Seamus Power.
Tomorrow we're going to see Seamus Power teeing off down Magnolia Lane at the Masters. Brian, you mentioned to me before we had this conversation that you've been at Augusta before. I'd say it's the kind of place, it's just a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is indeed, Jordan. I was just there once and for one day, and obviously it's a highlight of my life, I suppose, to get there. My wife myself got there, and it was an experience. And the one thing, I suppose, we weren't allowed to bring in a camera or a mobile phone or anything like that, but it probably added to the enjoyment of the day that you just concentrate fully on the golf and on the players and on the course itself, yeah.
And Nell, what an occasion this will be for West Waterford Golf Club to see one of their own. I know he's been doing it with the last 12 months or so, competing with the best players in the world, but a major championship, this is just, it's different stuff altogether, isn't it?
It is, and it's way out of the league of, I suppose, we thought we'd ever be in. And when Seamus came out here as a young lad years ago, did anyone think that he was going to be in Augusta? And to have him up there with the best, like, it's mind-boggling kind of stuff, really.
Waterford's greatest moments on WLR. On a beautiful March day in 2017, Minister Simon Coveney officially opened the Waterford Greenway. Built on the former Waterford to Mallow railway line, the 46-kilometre route passes through some of the county's most scenic areas.
We now are opening today Ireland's longest and highest quality greenway, bar none. And I think you really should be very, very proud. The nicest day of the year so far, I don't think is a coincidence in the context of what we're doing today.
Waterford's greatest moments. Thanks to Flavins.
Big launch tonight, if you'd like to get along. Fantastic trad band Three on the Bund are holding their album launch. It's called Frenzy and it's on at 7 p.m. It's on in the Majestic Hotel in Tremor, and I'm sure it's a very proud night for Rebecca McCarthy Kent, because she's from Tremor, of course, and the band, as you just heard there, are pretty hot. And Rebecca's on the line. Hi Rebecca, looking forward to tonight.
Hi Jeff, how are you? I'm absolutely buzzing for it, cannot wait.
So tell us the story of Three on the Bund. When did you get together and all that?
Yeah, so we actually got together in March of 2019, because the four of us were attending the University of Limerick. We were studying in the Academy in Traditional Irish Music, and we got sent on a trip to Shanghai just to represent the university, just randomly put together. So we went over and we were playing tunes over there for St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and that's actually where our name comes from as well, because there's a place over in Shanghai called Three on the Bund, which is...
You stole it.
Yeah.
Moving on to entertainment news this Thursday on the Lunchbox on WLR, where once again the sun is shining in Dungarvan. The board of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has moved its meeting to address Will Smith's actions at the Oscars forward to this Friday. This is in a bid to deal with the incident in a timely fashion, as they put it. President David Rubin wrote to the Board of Governors on Wednesday morning, saying the meeting, originally scheduled for April 18th, would now take place 10 days earlier. Last week, Will Smith resigned his membership of the Academy, which organises the Oscars, and said he will accept any consequences that emerge from the disciplinary hearing.
Waterford at one.
Good afternoon, I'm Marianne Vaughan. Today's top stories: the G7 condemns Russian atrocities in Ukraine, while Dr. Tony Houlihan says he has no plans to return to the role of chief medical officer. And in sport, Waterford's Seamus Power makes his debut at the Masters in Augusta this evening.
Hey, WLR.
How is it going?
Great, and you, Alexa?
Couldn't be better. Did you know you were streamed in 181 countries last year?
No way!
Yes, New York, Sydney, Berlin, London and Toronto to name but a few.
That's brilliant news!
Waterford people are joining the thousands here in Odisha by tuning into WLR's Alexa and Google Home Skill. Oh, and Apple have just joined the party with the HomePod. So make sure if you're in the office, car or home, just say, hey Alexa, okay Google Play WLRFM and join the party.
Thanks, Alexa.
Download the WLR Alexa and Google Skill on your smart speaker.
Kiss.
His Purple Noise Prince at his high-pitched best. That's Kiss. 3:26 in Waterford's WLR. Time to take a little look at your FYI diary sorted out for you.
FYI, your Waterford guide to what's on.
You're asked to go along to the Lafcadio O'Hearn Japanese Gardens on Good Friday, which of course is Friday week, the 15th at 7 p.m. for an evening of Teze music. It's led by members of the Peace Choir and friends in solidarity with the people of Ukraine, and all very welcome on that. Really important one as well, the hospital demand rising with white blood supplies very low. So blood supplies really low, and of course it is always a problem, but seemingly more so than at the minute. So blood donors are currently needed to attend a clinic at Lawless Hotel Dungarvan on Monday the 11th and Thursday the 14th from 3:45 to 7:40 on those appointed days. And you can ring 1-800-731137 for an appointment. And let me tell you, if you've been out of the system for a while, the appointment system works a treat. None of this hanging around for ages. You go in at the allotted time, a minute or two before it, and they look after you to the finest, and you're out in jig time. Yes, there's a certain tweeter, Twitterati in the air, which can only mean the return of Sean Defoe. And it feels like an age since we've had Sean Defoe on the show. God, that almost rhymes. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Sean, how are you doing at all?
Not too bad. I've decided, Ollie, that when it comes to the business end of the championship, that we're going to have to take a break from the segment because we took 3 weeks off and Waterford went and won a league. So I'm starting to see a correlation.
There's
here.
A connection?
100%. 100%. Yeah, my presence on Waterford Radio is what was holding us back all this time. Like, it must be.
We got there's Seamus Power and Augusta now today. I hope we haven't spoiled his chances already. Mind you, he's not starting until 10-6, so we'll say the best on that. Very quickly, welcome back to the Emerald Dial. You were away in Washington for St. Patrick's weekend and lots more besides moving around the place. What a strange time for starters.
Yeah, what a strange... Well, good to be back doing all these things again and international travel and all the rest of it. But yeah, like, it feels like an age ago already and it's only a couple of weeks and out in Washington, everything going well and then preparing to meet Joe Biden and suddenly the Taoiseach is stuck down with COVID. It was the last two times that I've been at that particular event, Ollie. This time the Taoiseach got struck down with COVID and everything got shut down for the Paddy's Day. And the time before that, Donald Trump closed the borders while we were midway through the Maine and the whole thing happened the next day with the Taoiseach, then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar closing the schools. So it's something about that event, that Ireland Funds dinner every Paddy's Day that's held in the States is cursed as well. Not just me cursing Waterford, but that cursing Taoiseach.
I hope that is the case. It's not just you, Sean, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, listen, some interesting things to talk about. What about the Owl Census? And that last Sunday night had to be filled out. I must say, I didn't do mine. My good lady wife was the progor of that. And she does a fine old job on it. But there was a certain section on it, Sean, this time around, which wasn't there before.
This is... can I just out myself first? I am a census nerd. I love the census. I'm just fascinated by it. Especially because I'm a journalist. And because
I'm
always
now.
Trying to dig out data. Oh, it's all about the data. It's all about that. When you're trying to dig out stuff for a story and say, well, how many one-armed people are there? How many this, that, the other? And all the data we've had so far was from 2016, and you're looking at it now writing stories in 2020 and 2021, totally out of date. So I love the census and can't wait to get the numbers back and see how Ireland is changing.
Yeah.
Incidentally, to go with my day job, it's probably going to mean about 10 or 12 extra TDs, because there's this bit in the Constitution where there has to be a TD for every 30,000 people, and the population is going to probably go up so much in the census,
gotcha.
Has gone up so much in the last last 5 years.
Yeah.
That 10 more TDs are going to be getting jobs. So watch that space. But yeah, the time capsule section. I have to admit, we filled out everything in the census. Our enumerator hasn't been back to check it out. That is the one blank box we have, because I cannot. I have a major writer's block. I don't know what I want to write that can, you know, will be repeated back 100 years, long after I'm in the grave, to do it. Did you put something in yourself?
I feel better now. No, I was, you know what it is, I was kind of wickedly busy and I just did the needful that needed to be done, let's just say. But looking at...
Yeah, a lot of people have been very
creative.
Very creative,
yeah,
with it. Like, there's a... There's a lot of, so one person put down, these were all up on Twitter, but can you check if my lotto numbers ever came in and put down the ones they've been doing every week? A lot of, have Waterford won an All-Ireland yet? Have Mayo won an All-Ireland yet? A lot of those being put in. So one where they put a sketch of their dog and said Darcy Maltese mixed age 8 and paw prints. Got the dog to like print the paw in a bit of ink. Someone accidentally put their cup of tea on the census while they were doing it, left a big ring on the thing, and they just actually made it into a footnote. Cup of Barry's tea on April 3rd, 2022.
Well, today is a prestigious day. Seamus Power, of course, representing us in Augusta. First Munster man to do so. The pride of Waterford, West Waterford, Tornanina, so many destinations, all taking a bit of him, and deservedly so. And just a really, really proud moment. It was a great section on Daisha today with Damien earlier on. He went to the schools and he was talking to previous teachers and stuff and all the rest of it, and of course family members and what have you, and it was just lovely to hear all about it. But Nigel Kelly joins me in studio. Nigel, it really is a historic moment really for us here in Waterford. When you think of 12 months ago, he came up 400 places to what, number 41 now in the world.
He's had the biggest rise of any golfer in the world in the last 14 months, Ollie.
Undisputably,
it's in stone at this stage. So Seamus is the most improved golfer in the world over
on a really competitive stage.
Very much so. You know, like golf compared to what it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it's far more competitive, especially at the top, because there's so many people who can contend and challenge on a given week. And you see that because, you know, how often do you see any golfer go back to back on PGA Tour events? It's very, very rare now at this stage. Anyone can win on any given weekend. The ability and the quality is so high. PGA Tour, especially with the production line in America, is so strong. It's an unbelievably competitive sport at the very, very top level. And Seamus is the most improved of any of them over the last 14, 15 months. 41st in the world rankings. Just over a year and a half ago, he was well outside the top four.
Incredible.
I spoke to Minister of State with Responsibility for Farm Safety at our Department of Agriculture, Martin Hayden, who was at the launch of the AgriWare Farm Safety Schools Programme for 2022. And in County Waterford, we have 20. Well, one of those 20 schools in County Waterford is Grange National School in Ardmore. So earlier in the week, I went along to talk to Julie Hartley, the principal, and three of the students involved with this farm safety programme, Sean Hennessy and Darrow O'Connell of second class and Emer Dower of third class, about their participation in the AgriWare Farm Safety Schools programme. First of all, turning to you, Julie, why did Grange National School decide to get involved in the Farm Safety Schools programme?
Well, Kieran, as you know, we're a rural school, and I'd say over 50, if not 60% of our children would come from agricultural backgrounds, be it dairy or tillage or horses. So it's really very important for them to learn the tricks of safety and bring it home to their parents. Also, the ones who, I suppose, who don't live on farms, they're in the countryside. There's machinery all around. There's in and out of fields playing where there's
they're
animals.
Visiting friends' houses.
Absolutely, and their grannies and granddads and that. So it's very important for us. So we really felt it was important to do it this year.
Tell us a little bit about your farm at home, Sean.
We're a dairy farm and we have, I'd say, about 70 cows.
Right.
And we had, I'd say, about 50 calves this year.
And do you give a hand on the farm?
Usually when I come home from school, I try to get my homework done really quick so I can go over.
Yeah. Now, the farm safety, what do you see as the important parts of farm safety? Because we're depending on you going back home to Dad and the rest of the family to tell them what to look out for.
Well, they're like some bulls, they look like cows. And that's why when they're over 9 weeks or 9 months, I forgot,
yes,
they put a ring on their nose so they can grab it with a rope.
Yeah.
And then if they had to move it or anything, but some people think bulls are the same as cows and stuff like that, and sometimes bulls do look exactly like cows.
New Irish music from the Eshnauts. It's out a couple of weeks now. That's called Debonair. And you can pick that up wherever you get your digital downloads from. We play one, but keep it here in the Deja. Former member of the band Gorilla Troubadour. This one came out at the start of March. Love this. Such a smell of 80s off it. It's great. It's Dylan Kearns, and She's Like a Drug.
Requested by Grawn, you ready, who sent in a very nice text message at around 11:30 requesting Whitney Houston and Didn't We Almost Have It All. That's it for me for now, the final late show of the week. A reminder that tomorrow night it'll be the Absolute Irish Replay, but next up it'll be Deja Today Replay with Damien Tiernan up until 2 a.m. And I'm going to leave you now with Glenn Frey, The One You Love.